Senate Bill 105, an act to provide for a comprehensive study by the Corrections Commission of inmate telephone services at the Department of Corrections institutions.
Senate Bill 105 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the body. Well, the handling of the costs of telephone calls from the penitentiaries, from our correction system, has been around and been a matter of dispute, it seems, for the several years that I can remember that I've been involved in this body and in corrections. I've gotten countless letters and postcards and so on from families of those who are incarcerated in our corrections facilities complaining about the high cost of phone calls from the prison to the families and the fact that this is interfering and not permitting prisoners to have the relationship with their families that I think we all would want. So this is not a new issue. It's an issue that's been hanging around and needs some attention. Senator Staggers brought a bill before the Senate Judiciary Committee which attempted to deal with this issue. As we began as a committee to explore the issue with Senator Staggers and the people that he brought in as proponents to the bill, and as we began to explore the bill with the Department of Corrections, it became apparent that this is a rather complex issue that really needs to be sorted through and given a little more time than we were able to give it in the Senate Judiciary Committee. You've got questions of the mechanics of providing service, of the monitoring of the phone calls and the contracts that we currently have with the telephone providers. You've got issues as to what the additional funds that result from these phone calls are used for within the prison system, and whether or not there should be a net balance to the telephone calls that is used for things other than communication. The upshot of it was that it was the view of the committee that to give this issue a really fair hearing, it would be appropriate for some other body to study the issue and come back to the legislature with a recommendation. We discussed the possibility of a summer study. We discussed the possibility of referring this to the Operations and Audit Committee, and we discussed the possibility of sending this to the Corrections Commission. And it was my recommendation that we do the latter, which was ultimately accepted by the committee. Reasons for not sending it to the Audit and Operations Committee basically was that they have a limited number of opportunities to study this. They do have some extra days beyond their standing committee days. I believe it's two extra days, but they have a very full plate. Also, it seemed that this was something that really should perhaps not be dealt with in a summer study, but dealt with a body that has been dealing and is charged to deal with corrections issues, specifically the Corrections Commission. So I would submit to you that this is an issue that could very well be handled by the Corrections Commission. It's very appropriate to the Corrections Commission, and I would urge the body to pass Senate Bill 105, send this issue to the Corrections Commission for study, there to report back to the legislature their recommendation by December 1st of this year, and then it would be up to a member of this legislature, member or members, to sponsor appropriate legislation. I would urge passage of Senate Bill 105.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 105. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? APA? Sorry. Bogue?
No.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest? Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson? Olson? Putnam? Reedy? Staggers? Sutton? Simmons? Vitter? Valesky? Whiting? Madam President, ayes 23, nays 11, excused 1.
Senate Bill 105 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President.